Top story this hour at Press TV. In Libya, residents are fleeing the city of Sirte as fighting intensifies between revolutionary troops and forces loyal to ousted fugitive ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The International Committee of the Red Cross says the humanitarian situation there is dire. Reports say people are losing their lives due to lack of basic medical care, food, and water. And several people have been injured in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, where clashes erupted between anti-regime protesters and supporters of Ali Abdullah Saleh. The protesters plan to hold a fresh rally on Sunday. Yemen's youth movement has called on the UN to take Saleh to the International Criminal Court. At least 9 Afghan soldiers have been killed and 4 others wounded in a bomb blast in southeastern Afghanistan. The roadside bomb ripped through an army vehicle on patrol in Paktia province. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility. And at least 6 people, including 2 civilians, have been killed in 2 roadside bombs in Iraq. The blast took place north of the capital, Baghdad. No group has as yet claimed responsibility for those bombings. Based on official figures, 185 Iraqis have been killed in violence in the last month alone. And in New York, over 700 anti-Wall Street protesters have been detained after they partially blocked the Brooklyn Bridge. Demonstrators in different cities of the United States have been protesting against corporatism, unemployment, poverty, and social inequality. And remaining in the United States, thousands of California inmates have gone on a hunger strike to protest inhumane prison conditions. The inmates are resuming a July hunger strike that lasted 3 weeks and ended when officials told prisoners they would comply with their demands. But prisoners say jail officials have not followed up on their promises. Angry Icelanders have pelted lawmakers with eggs during a protest at the opening of the new parliamentary session. Thousands of demonstrators gathered outside of parliament to protest the government's policy following an economic collapse in 2008. The protesters are calling on the government to do more to help households. And a bus accident in China has left at least 16 people dead and 19 others injured. The bus was carrying 35 people when it plunged into a ravine in Hubei province. The cause of the accident is still under investigation.